Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are Brian Seeley and Kim McKean. They are with the Theater and Dance Department. And they are here to talk about new production, which opens up on the 12th, Monsters We Create. Brian is a writer, actor, student, and Kim McKean is a director, and she's also one of the professors here on campus. Brian, Kim, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, now, did I say that right? Is it Theater and Dance Department?
Theater and Dance Department, okay. Yes.
Let's start off a little bit, first of all, with you, Kim. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm an assistant professor of performance here at UTEP, and that means that I teach acting classes, I teach directing classes, as well as direct annually for our season. I'm originally from Illinois. I've lived all over the country. Before I was in El Paso, I was in New York, and I've been in LA as well. I'm really, really loving El Paso. I'm going on my fourth year here and really finding the artistic community to be incredibly fulfilling.
Sometimes when you have different jobs, let's say engineering, does that apply to theater as well?
Not really. I would say for theater, wherever you are, it takes a lot of people to put on a show. It takes a lot of ideas. It takes a ton of collaboration and working together. It's possible that where you are geographically will influence the shows that are produced, but I think the nature of putting on a show is the same from community theater to university theater to professional theater to Broadway.
And we'll get back to you in just a minute, Kim, but I want to also introduce now Brian Seeley. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised here. I started out getting my theater degree here at UTEP several years ago, but I took off to do acting around in the area. I went to Albuquerque, Cruces, here in El Paso, Ciudad Juarez. After a certain amount of time, I decided to go back to school so I can finish out my degree. And last semester was my first semester back, and I took the playwriting class with Georgina Escobar. And we devised the script together as a class. And this is just really interesting for me because I've spent a lot of time acting, but very little time acting in something that was a new original piece or something that I've contributed to.
Was that a little bit difficult for you?
Yeah, actually. I was just talking with Kim about this earlier. You know, I got to put on different hats. There's the writer's hat and the actor's hat, and I'm learning how to balance those things because it's a very different process. You know, you're going from the front lines to the end line, from the very beginning of it to the very end of it where the audience sees it. And so in some ways, when Georgina or Kim make a decision that changes things, as an actor, I have to justify that. But at other times, sometimes it's about, okay, well, you know, as a writer, let's talk about this. Let's figure this out together. And just finding that balance has been very interesting.
As far as working with students, Kim, do you as a professor work with another professor, and then you kind of combine the students using their acting and writing skills?
In some ways, yes. This process has been a very unique process that we have never done before in our department. So for this play, we brought in Georgina Escobar, as Brian mentioned. She's a professional playwright from New York City. She went to UTEP and is from here, so we brought her back for the year as a visiting professor. In her class, she devised this play, wrote this play with the students, and I was teaching a class at the same time for the actors. So it was a really great experience where the writers would write a scene, they would give it to us, we would workshop it, put it on its feet and say, oh, we discovered this, we had a question about this, why does this character do this? Then we would give it back to the playwrights and they would edit it. So that was what we were doing last semester in fall 2019. Then the play got finished and they wrote the whole play and then they gave it over to me and Georgina to actually do a more traditional rehearsal process with it. And in our rehearsal process, we have all student actors, we have student designers. It's a very, very much a student-driven work.
We are visiting with Brian Seeley and Kim McKean. We're talking about the upcoming production, Monsters We Create. So let's talk about that now, Brian. What is this about?
Well, the idea was just about exploring what was kind of in us as writers, the things that were challenging us and the things that were troubling us. And, you know, with the climate of things today, there's a lot going on. And so it was about kind of figuring out when it comes to creating the piece, creatively speaking, it was about figuring out what are we doing to ourselves as people. And so the monsters aren't really, it's not really Halloween monsters so much as personal monsters.
Is that something that you all collaborated as a class, or did somebody have a specific idea and you said, let's try this?
It happened really organically. Many students contributed many different ideas, and they all just sort of blended together. And Georgina was the one that sort of spliced together all our ideas and all the influences that we had. And she was very good at making sure that all the contributions meant something, and that, you know, nothing was thrown away, but something was worked with. And in that sense, it really truly is something that everyone has a stake in, that everyone has a heart in, you know. By the time we started rehearsing it, now it's changing a little bit. Now it's about the cast and how we're sort of forming the parts, and the parts are forming us. Kind of like a sitcom, you know, after a couple of seasons, they start getting written for the actors. And so it's been such an organic process as it's evolved creatively. And there's not been one single person at any point that's contributed more than anybody else.
We're visiting with Brian Seeley and Kim McKean talking about Monsters We Create. Kim, you are the director of this play. Tell us a little bit about your role as a director and the actors, and what you see, what you expect of your actors when you look at that script.
Sure. So my role as the director is really to guide the creative vision of the show, both in terms of design technically and then in terms of the acting, and making sure that the story as a whole holds together, is clear, is driven, is engaging. So I work with the designers to help them, and we talk a lot about how we can visualize a moment, how we can physicalize a moment, maybe that is going through a character's head. I work with the actors to help them to really go deep into their character. What does their character want? Why are they speaking? What is their opinion about something somebody else is saying? So there's all of these little pieces of the puzzle that work together to create the whole story. And in this process, as we said, it's a very unique process. Georgina and I, in the summer, actually, summer of 2019, we started with the title. So we knew we were really interested in this idea of Monsters We Create. As Brian said, these internal monsters, these external monsters. Are we creating monsters, or are they creating us? And so we started with the title. Then the play was developed and written, and then in rehearsal, we put it on its feet. There are times when I look at the picture as a whole, and we do runs of the whole show. We just did our first real run last night, which is a huge part of the process once you finally put all of the pieces together. And then there are other days of rehearsal where it's minor, really, really detailed work, where you just look at a five-minute section for a three-hour rehearsal. In our show, it is set in, we call it a not-too-distant future. So it's about 2030. It has a very dystopian feel. In 2030, in our world, there has been a big climate crisis, and people from all over the country are flocking to the desert because that is where they have to go to live. Because of that, in our world, the government of this world decides to try to control the population. So in our fictional world, there is something called stamps, which is sterilization camps. And the protagonist of our story has to go through this sterilization camp. So she, in our world, is processing what that was like for her. So we see her processing that. And one of the ways she does that is she writes a fictional story. It's actually a radio show. She writes a radio show to help her deal with that. So in our world, we jump back and forth between this fictional radio show and the real world. There's the big climate crisis, and it's crumbling. So the show is very much about how people connect in a society when the world is falling apart. How do you connect? How do you find love? How do you have friendship? What is at stake when you have no choice of what your future holds?
We're visiting with Kim McKean and Brian Seeley. The production is Monsters We Create. You're kind of in a unique position because not only were you one of the writers, but you're also in the play. Tell us about your role in the production.
Well, it's evolved from the beginning of last semester to where we are now. Initially, we started writing it. I was one of the contributors to that because of the playwriting class that I was in. And there was a character that I sort of adopted. Everyone was introducing characters, and I saw this guy, and I thought, well, you know, I like him, but everyone was going to make him a bad guy. And I thought, hey, if I don't watch out for this guy, no one will. And so I put a lot of work into that. And I didn't intend to act so much, let alone play that character. But, you know, I auditioned for the show just like everyone else, and I got cast in that role. And so it's been very interesting to sort of activate this character that came from somewhere in me. And so I actually share a lot of things in common with him just because he came from me. And so in other roles, you know, like as an actor, I have to identify with the character. I have to strip away the parts of me that I don't share in common with that character and emphasize the things that I do. But now it's now I just get to kind of play around and see what I would do in these situations and see what, you know, it's very easy to identify with this character because it came from my mind.
Kim, as a director, is that difficult to pull out something from an actor?
It definitely can be. I mean, something that's a priority for me as a director is creating a room that is safe, creating a room where the actors feel inspired to take risks and to take chances and to go to those deep, dark places if they need to for the storytelling. A lot of times actors can't go to those deep places if they don't feel safe to fail or to take a risk. We actually just had a moment in rehearsal two nights ago where we have a moment in the show where one of the actors needs to break down.
Oh.
And it wasn't happening. He wasn't breaking down in the way that we needed him to for storytelling. And so I took him aside and had a private conversation with him. And I won't share the details of that private conversation, but it was about encouraging him that we were with him and that the audience was with him and following him and wanted to see him have this catharsis. And that if he took that risk and went there, that there was no judgment. Nobody was judging him as an actor, as a performer. And I think that actors hearing that from the director, and Brian, you can chime in here too, but I think from my experience also acting, if you know that a director is on your side and not sitting behind the table with their arms crossed judging you, then you are much freer to say, okay, this might not work. I might look like a fool in rehearsal, but I won't know if it works unless I try.
And, you know, it's interesting to think about, you know, a ways back in the day, the director was the final say over everything, the whole boss of everything, and whatever the director said, you did it. But now it's a much more collaborative thing. And in that sense, as actors, we feel very comfortable. We feel comfortable with Kim. And, you know, she's talking about that moment. And things like that are really interesting because she gives a direction to another actor and that actor pulls out a new choice. And the rest of us on stage, we feel that and it changes us. And so working with a director like Kim, every single note that gets put into the show affects everyone else. And so it's a very complete process, for lack of a better word.
Well, we want to thank you both for being with us today. We've been visiting with Brian Seely and Kim McKean. The production is Monsters We Create, and this kicks off on February 12th. If you wouldn't mind, Kim, sharing with us the rest of the dates.
Yes. So the production is February 12th, 13th, 14th, and through the 16th. The 16th, we have a matinee performance at 2:30, as well as the 15th. And then the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th, we have a 7:30 performance. And this is in the Studio Theater in the Fox Fine Arts Building.
Again, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Dee Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.